WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Special Report. The Los Angeles County District Attorney announced today he'll ask a judge to resentence the Menendez brothers.
I came to a place where I believe that under the law, resentencing is appropriate.
DA George Gascon.
I believe that they have paid their debt to society, and the system provides a vehicle for their case to be reviewed by a parole board.
Lyle and Eric Menendez were sent to prison 35 years ago for first-degree murder of their parents. Eric was 18 at the time of the killing. Lyle was 21. The case will now go before a superior court judge who will make the decision to formally resentence both men and then decide if they should be released from prison. Legal analyst Jessica Levison tells us,
typically speaking, not that it's a rubber stamp, but it's a pretty high bar for a judge to say, no, I don't agree with you.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacy Lynn.
5:40 a.m. WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
For 5:40 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The My Vote website is again the subject of litigation. WisPolitics reports a federal lawsuit has been filed by a Green Bay voter and the Oshkosh town clerk seeking to bar the Wisconsin Elections Commission from using the MyVote website. They argue that the system lacks proper cybersecurity protections and that the commission wasn't authorized to create the online portal. The lawsuit comes over a month after local clerks started sending absentee ballots to voters. The wrong-way driver that almost collided with a motorcade has been charged. The close call came Monday, and it involved Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade. Police say 55-year-old Wayne Wacker was driving the wrong way on I-94 and came very close to the pack of SUVs transporting the VP. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office arrested Wacker, who reportedly was unaware that he had nearly struck a vehicle in the vice president's convoy. The new Amtrak line running through the area already has over 100,000 riders. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Borealis line goes from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Chicago with stops throughout Wisconsin. La Crosse, Toma, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, Milwaukee, and Sturtevant. People riding on the Borealis line got a free drink and a 100 grand bar to celebrate the milestone. Now that the route is in operation, it's the first time in 46 years two trains leave from the cities to Chicago every day. The Borealis line just launched in May of this year.
The Navy is adding a new vessel to its fleet, and they're doing it in Milwaukee. The commissioning of the USS Beloit will take place in the city come November. The combat ship, named after the Wisconsin city, honors that city's naval contribution of building engines. That's been being done at the Fairbanks Morse plant. After the ceremony, the USS Beloit will embark on its journey to its new home at Naval Station Mayport in Jacksonville, Florida. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks won their season opener in Philly, 124-109. Did they get a break since the 76ers' Paul George and Joel Embiid were both out with knee injuries? Doc Rivers.
No, I mean, we didn't have Chris, you know, which is one of our key guys. But we're not worried about the opponent right now, honestly. We're more worried about how we play.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Luke Fickell on facing that tough Nittany Lions defensive front.
They're going to move all around. They've got really, really good athletes. I think, obviously, that's where the strength of their team is.
NFL, Matt LaFleur inviting his close friend and former Jets head coach Robert Saleh to practice. Will Saleh be joining the coaching staff?
It's pretty fluid. You know, I think it's important for him to spend time, obviously, with his family. So he's staying through Thursday and going back on Friday.
The Packers play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and storms around. Lows close to 50. Sunshine returns for Friday and Saturday. Highs upper 50s. Sunshine and highs in the low 60s Sunday. Even warmer to start the work week next week. Highs jump into the 70s. Currently 57 degrees.
in a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol, and serving food from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a breakfast burrito or biscuit sandwich. How about a delicious Hunt Brothers pizza or juicy Cooper's Express fried chicken? Chicken sandwich with pepper gravy, wings, tenders, fish, or shrimp with all your favorite sides. Stop in or order ahead at 262-933-4747. Hop and Shop in Waukesha.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our old friend, positivity psychologist and life coach, Kira Sabin, joins us for a whole hour. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Schwabba.
It's true. I don't. It's immoral. How we doing, Wisconsin? Welcome to Nightlight. On this gorgeous Thursday night in the state of Wisconsin, in the state of bliss, as we broadcast statewide all over our beautiful state, Conrad.
Yeah.
Where are you in Wisconsin? It doesn't matter. You can pick up Nightlight, and I love that. And you can also check us out on the app. We are broadcasting from downtown Green Bay at beautiful City Deck Landing. Got a fun show. Great to have you with us tonight. We're going to be talking about tonight. There's kind of a theme. And Conrad, I'll let you share that theme.
Well,
you're combing the show sheet right now.
No, we got it's pumpkins.
Pumpkins, baby. Outrageous pumpkins.
Yes.
So we'll do that. And when is the last time you carved a pumpkin, Conrad? What?
I don't know. Probably my mom was there helping me. I don't know the last
just
time.
Just admit it. A week ago Tuesday.
All right. I have like five just in my bedroom.
They're not, you know, it's kind of fun. I don't. It's not something I don't know. It doesn't do it for me now, but it was fun when I had kids. I'm sure your folks enjoyed doing it with you when you were younger and carving. Those knives are deceptive. Have you seen those? The pumpkin carving knives? They look like a jagged blade.
Yeah, they do.
But they're like nothing. They're like plastic. You have to really, you know, if you wanted to shiv someone with a pumpkin knife, you'd really have to go to town. So, we got a lot of pumpkin talk tonight, folks. And it's not scary talk. We've been doing a lot of scary movie talk on the show. But tonight, we've got our popcorn pick of the week first before we get to the pumpkins. And that's fun because Nikki Zurjev is here. She's going to help us. She's the newest member of our team here in Green Bay at WGBW, where we broadcast from. And Nikki is going to help us make our popcorn pick of the week. We'll find out. It's a very intimate moment when someone makes a pick and more or less tells you, these are the movies I watch. This is the kind of movie I dig. And we'll find out a lot of intimate details about Nikki, because she'll make our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. And then Carly Ide, a local celebrity who's on Outrageous Pumpkins on the Food Network. She's going to be here at 7:05. And she is not only has she been on that show, Outrageous Pumpkins, she was invited back for an all-star season, which they're in the middle of right now. So she's an all-star pumpkin carver. She's an artist and does all kinds of really cool stuff. And she makes her home in Appleton. So she'll be here to discuss her role on Outrageous Pumpkins. So that'll be fun. And then at 7:35, Jessica Murphy joining us all the way from Fish Creek and talking about Jack-O-Lantern Days. You know what I'm going to ask Jessica if she's listening? I don't know if she is, but I want to know where the term jack-o'-lantern came from.
It came from a while ago. It had to have, like, I'm talking like medieval times, I feel like.
Jack-o'-lantern?
I don't know why. Hmm. I feel like they used those for a lot, like, because, you know, there's that one the Headless Horseman.
Oh, yeah.
Creepy. That character.
Yeah.
Isn't that from a while ago?
Does that have something to do with Jack-O-Lantern?
Yeah. He has a pumpkin on his head.
Well, he might have just been being a goof. trying to get a laugh. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
I'll have to go to the Google.
Probably named after some Irish guy. Mr. O'Lantern.
He was the first one to carve it. Everyone thought he was a nut.
Yes. What are you doing with that piece of fruit? Violating it. Stop it. And then next thing you know, he's a celebrity. But we'll talk about jack-o'-lanterns. They're doing a really cool thing. Jack-o'-lantern days in Fish Creek this weekend. So that'll be fun too. So another fun show. And we'll talk about all the things we love to talk about around the water cooler. You know, it's weird that we have a show where we talk about things that people generally discuss around a water cooler. But guess what? We don't have a water cooler. We have to put out little bottles of water and then talk about TV and movies and sports and all that kind of stuff. So that doesn't seem fair. Do you think they would get us a water cooler? Then you really know you work in an office, right?
Yeah, I guess. I guess so. My grandma actually has one.
She has a water cooler
in the house? Yeah.
Oh, wow. What do you talk about around the water cooler at grandma's house?
Nothing. We just grab the water.
We just ask grandma when dinner's going to be ready. Hey, grandma, when's the dumpling soup going to be ready? So yesterday we didn't miss this. We saw it, but we already had the show planned and we saw that yesterday was National TV Talk Show Host Day. So a lot of people, I don't know if you noticed this, color television has really caught on with Americans and, you know, daytime talk, nighttime talk, lots of TV talk show hosts over the years. You know, you got The View, you got Oprah, you got Donahue, you got Letterman, Carson, Arsenio, all different kinds of talk show hosts on TV. Our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I feel like we need a drum roll. How are we doing on that montage, by the way?
Oh, it's...
I got to give you notes. I know you sent it to me, but I got to give you notes on
So it's on you.
It's on me, yeah.
How are we doing? Oh, wait.
We have a really snazzy way to introduce the question every night. And it's coming soon, and you won't want to miss that. But we're going to keep you in suspenders just a little longer. Yesterday was National TV Talk Show Host Day. Today's question is, who is your least favorite TV talk show host? Because I think a few weeks ago, we did favorite late night host. Let's go negative tonight. Let's ask the question, who is your least favorite TV talk show host? You're not going to like my answer. But I'll go first. And this is not a personal thing. Jay Leno.
Oh.
I know he's huge in your family. And you know what? I love Jay Leno as a stand-up comic. I did not love him as a talk show host. He would be my least favorite nighttime talk show host. Maybe Fallon. I'm not a huge Fallon fan either. But daytime, I got to go any one of the Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Jerry Springer, that whole crowd. They all sucked. Those are just horrible shows. Judge Judy, come on, get out of here. So those are my least favorite. Those are some examples. Who is your least favorite TV talk show? Could be a nighttime show, daytime, morning, whatever.
You know who I don't like?
Who?
Regis Philbin.
Really?
I don't know. I just found his voice annoying.
He's so, you know, I don't know if I told you this before, but I was Jeff Foxworthy's producer for a cup of coffee on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And Foxworthy loved baseball. So he would do this game where you had to give initials and then guess the player he was thinking of. So that's how we killed time in the green room for the month that I was on the show. But Regis Philbin shot his show down the hall. So he came in and Foxworthy, I don't know if they were like buddies or it was just like this traditional, we're both on TV, so let's talk. But Philbin, he was like that even off stage. He's just kind of a hyper guy. And watching him talk to Foxworthy was really hilarious. But he was a comedian and I didn't find him that funny. But I totally get why he was on TV. He was very energetic, very professional. He's one of those guys like Charo came on the show here. I remember she was saying, oh, Pete, you're great and you're so respected. Like, okay, fine. She was just saying, she was being a professional. She was saying what you do to other people, you know, that have you on their show. You give them compliments. And that's what I felt like Regis Philbin. He's like an old school pro who compliments people, makes them feel good. Doesn't sound like that would have carried much weight with you.
I guess not.
No. Okay. So Conrad's least favorite talk show host, Regis Philbin. Mine? Late night, I'll go Jay Leno. Jimmy Fallon, a close second. Daytime, Springer, Raphael. Really, any of those judge courtroom shows were just awful. They just exploited people. And you want to know where our current culture comes from with why we can't get along when we're polarized and we, you know, just, I think that had a lot to do with it. Those 90s talk, and Morton Downey. You know what? I was in church once. I don't usually name drop twice in one show, but my wife and I went to church on Ash Wednesday when we lived in LA, and Morton Downey Jr. sat behind us. And he was like, here's how annoying this guy was. He wasn't just there with everybody else listening, making the sign of the cross, genuflecting, shaking hands at the sign of peace. He was like ultra praying. He was on his knees and putting his head against his hands like he was praying harder than everyone else. Even in church, this guy was putting on a show. And I don't know, maybe he had a lot of demons. Maybe he had a few drinks. I don't know, but I found it really distracting and annoying. I'm like, this guy needs attention in church? He's trying to out-worship everybody? Was really strange. And his show was terrible. So I would say a lot of those days. I liked Oprah. I liked Phil Donahue. But those afternoon shows, no thanks. So who is your least favorite TV talk show host? We got the ball rolling here. We'd love to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know, and we will read your text on the radio. Conrad, let's just say people are at home. And they've gathered the whole family in around the old school radio to listen to the show, and it's not working. Where can they go to watch the radio?
Well, first of all, if it's not working on the regular radio, go to the Civic Media app.
There you go. Love it.
Pick any of the stations, we'll be out there. And then, so if we're streaming, if you want to go on Facebook, Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe or WGBW. YouTube, we're under Civic Media, WGBW. And on Twitter, Civic Media, WGBW.
And are we on AOL?
No, but we are. Okay. We are on Pinterest.
We definitely need a Pinterest page.
MySpace.
MySpace, yep. I remember a friend of mine saying he was thinking about whether or not he should join Friendster. It was like in the early 2000s or mid 2000s.
I forgot about Friendster.
It didn't that last long. All right, so today we've got a couple national days I find interesting. National Kangaroo Awareness Day. Just so happens to also fall on World Kangaroo Day. Conspiracy? You tell me. I'll look for it and I'll find it anywhere. National days? Are the calendar people, are they trying to normalize kangaroos? So next thing you know, we've got kangaroos walking down the street here. Well, they're kangaroos. They're just like us. I don't like it.
I've pet a kangaroo before.
Really?
I've been to Australia, and we went to a petting zoo there.
Okay.
And my cousin was with me, and, this was before I got there, but he actually got kicked somewhere by a kangaroo that wouldn't feel good.
I think that's a pretty big target if you, I wouldn't want to be kicked anywhere, but I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, they're really, like cuddly and creatures.
I've heard they're the jerks of the animal kingdom.
they look hopping around and they're kind of funny, you know.
There's video. Look, they're kind of adorable, but there's videos of them really going after people and kicking them and all kinds, man, you know, whatever, if they feel threatened. All right. I'm getting off on a tangent. All right, more conspiracy talk coming up next. I'm going to tell you what I thought about the Lincoln lawyer. It's Pete Schwalbe. We're making our popcorn pick of the week. Nikki will be here at 6:35. This is Pete Schwalbe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Emptiness fills my heart when I want to.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by 540 WAUK and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, civic media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep removing this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Welcome back. You know what we didn't do last night when Todd Alba was here that we were going to do?
Oh, we forgot to play
the dogs singing happy birthday, barking happy birthday.
Yeah, we'll have to do that next time, even though we'll be way past his birthday.
All right. Well, we have him on. We could have him on before his birthday next year and get
it's
the jump.
Now it's an early birthday.
True. That's true. We're really not late. Early. We're just getting to jump on next year, unlike all those other civic media people who wished you happy birthday. All right, so you sent this in the chat. It's a picture of a headless horseman.
Yeah,
but that has nothing to do with...
I just like that picture. I thought it was cool.
No, it's a creepy picture, but... which is weird because you don't like scary stuff, but you still sent it.
Yeah.
Which I can respect. The name Jack-O-Lantern comes from an Irish folktale about a man named Stingy Jack. I need more information than that.
Well, maybe we can get it from our guest.
This guy does not like to shell out money. Let's call him Jack-O-Lantern. I don't make the connection. So we'll ask, maybe Carly knows that or Jessica. Our question of the night is, who is your least favorite TV talk show host? Could be late night, daytime, morning, you name it. Send it to us and we will read it. I've said Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon for nighttime. You know, there's a lot of nighttime talk show hosts I haven't watched either. I don't know much about James Corden. I didn't watch Craig Ferguson much.
Corden's all right.
Corden's okay?
Yeah, Corden. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I think he's all right.
Craig Kilborn was there for like a week. Chevy Chase was a late night talk show host.
Really?
He and Magic Johnson around the same time both launched late night talkers. And they both, it was like a race to the bottom. Like, I don't think either one of them lasted a week. Chevy Chase might have lasted like a day or two and realized he wanted no part of it. But that is our question today. Who is your least favorite TV talk show host? Sherry says, hi, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno too. You know, I kind of get that about Conan. Conan's not warm. He's not smooth. I don't mind that. Conan is kind of jumpy and nervous and weird. But he plays off of that, and it works for him. But I hear what you're saying, Sherry. She says, I loved Johnny. Daytime all sucked. Yeah, most of them did. Agreed. Tom from New Berlin says, please find the time Howard Stern was on Jay Leno. Stern owned him. We have to find that, Conrad. I kind of vaguely remember that now that you mentioned that, Tom. All right, we'll look for that. That sounds like gold. L.A. Tom says, loved many apologies, Tom, and happy birthday. I don't think that was meant for us. Do you, Conrad? We haven't heard from Ellie Tom in a while, though. Listen, it's good to hear from Tom, even if the text was not directed toward us. It's just good to see Tom's text.
I'll take the happy birthday.
Yeah. When's your birthday?
June 10th.
June 10th?
Yes.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
Mine's closer, actually. Annie from Watertown says, wow, I thought of Downey Jr., but thought too ancient. But yeah, he started the real slime aspect. Agree on Jay Leno, and Judge Judy is a disgrace to mankind. Don't hold back, Annie. That's what the text line is for. Great text, folks. Keep them coming. Chevy, okay, Conrad, here you go. Chevy Chase Show is an American late-night talk show hosted by actor and comedian Chevy Chase that aired in 1993 on Fox. The series was canceled after 6 weeks on the air. Maybe it was Magic Johnson that only lasted a week.
Yeah, I'm looking for that right now just to see.
I think he was even worse or was on even. I actually remember when Chevy Chase got his talk show, I thought, he's funny, he's witty. Maybe he'll do great at this. And it was awkward to watch.
So it actually lasted. It lasted 3 months.
Chevy Chase?
No.
Magic?
It's called The Magic Hour.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't really like that name.
I don't either. And, you know, he's a likable guy. They were probably thinking, yeah, he'd be great at this. But it's not, I can't imagine. I would imagine it's, like, a lot harder. I've read stuff about how hard Letterman and Carson and Leno and those guys worked. It's a ton of work. Can't you show up and be likable, right? So it's also National Compliment Day, and here we are asking people to send us who their least favorite. We're trashing them. But we could have gone the croc route because yesterday was National Croc Day.
Yeah.
And I assume they meant the shoe and not the a dial.
Yeah, it wasn't a dial.
It was the shoe.
Yep.
The half shoe. And I have a pair. I said to myself years ago, I'd never buy a pair of Crocs. I just thought they looked weird. But my son bought a pair because his generation didn't care. They're less fashion conscious, I guess, or less self-conscious and were willing to wear Crocs. And he just kind of stopped wearing them. So they're around the house. Now they're like my take out the garbage shoes.
Yeah.
Because I can just slide them on.
That's what mine are used for.
Yeah. I've probably rocked them occasionally at Walmart and fit right
yeah,
in.
I use them when I go to the gym before I go. So I just put my gym shoes on at the gym, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. There was another dad in our neighborhood. We got into the game Frisbee Ultimate for a while, about 5 years ago, right before COVID. And the dads and the kids would play for like 2 summers. And this dad would wear Crocs. And he didn't even have them in four-wheel. He had the strap. Like, I'm like, you're going to kill yourself.
That's a sprained ankle waiting to happen.
He never did, though. Wow. I know. I thought for sure, if that was me, I'd be out of commission. So I want to say, if you guys are looking for a great show, and I mentioned this last week, but I just finished the show last night, season 3 of The Lincoln Lawyer. Such a good show. Love the character. Love the characters, love the writing. They're based on Michael Connelly's books, great crime writer. Also wrote the Bosch books, and that show's great too. Lincoln Lawyer has similarities to Bosch in how it's shot. It's a little less noirish, if you will, but a really good show. Highly recommend it. I might go back and watch season 1 now. I'm kind of doing anything I can to not watch Bad Monkey, even though I want to watch Bad Monkey.
You need to watch it.
I know. I'll probably get into it. I haven't hit the switch yet, but
once you get like episode 4, I feel like it's going to be like, okay.
Yeah, that's what you said.
You're going to binge it then.
All right. This Brady Bunch show was going to happen, a revival. They were going to pick up where they're all adults, but they're not going to do it. And, you know, Cindy Brady, Susan Olsen says it's because of her political views. Kind of find that hard to believe. Like, they could have written around that or just not had her on the show if they couldn't come to terms. But that's in my Hollywood Beats for tomorrow. Check it out. All right. It's our popcorn pick of the week. Nikki Zerjav will be here in just a few minutes. She is the newest member of the WGBW team here in Green Bay. And she's awesome. She's been on the show before. Carly Ide from Outrageous Pumpkins at 7:05 and Jessica Simpson from Jack-O-Lanterns. Jack-O-Lantern Days in Fish Creek. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
on New Choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Trump is back in Titletown next week. The Resch Center in Green Bay will host former President Donald Trump for a campaign rally on Wednesday. A statement says they'll be focusing on the economy. The rally is scheduled for 6 that night. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley, a former Republican turned independent, has publicly endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for president. Riley says in a statement that the election is high stakes and that he has concerns about Donald Trump's potential second term. Previously, the mayor has said that he became an independent after January 6th. There are no problems with arches around here. An E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders has resulted in one fatality and affected 59 people across multiple states. The CDC is investigating, but state officials say no Wisconsin restaurants have been impacted. The Green Bay City Council is making a united stand of support for the mayor's stance on negotiating a lease extension to the Packers. Council President Brian Johnson.
That a lot of these are things that the Packers are already doing in our community. We acknowledge that and we know that, and we're so appreciative of those investments. However, we want a lease to capture that.
Originally, the Packers asked for no rent increases over the course of the next 20 to 30 year extension, a provision the mayor says will cost taxpayers $30 million. Just hours after the press conference, the Packers extended another lease offer with rent increases. Milwaukee has thrown its hat into the ring for a WNBA expansion team. The Bucks ownership group submitted a proposal to the league this week. The bid comes after the WNBA announced plans to add new franchises by 2028. Milwaukee did once have a professional women's basketball team known as the Milwaukee Does. That team played in the Women's Professional Basketball League for a single season in 1979. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Tis the season. Stephen King's novel Carrie is about to hit the little screen. Prime Video has announced that Mike Flanagan will turn King's novel into an 8-episode series. Flanagan has worked on other King stories, including Dr. Sleep, which was the sequel to The Shining. Carrie is the novel that put King on the map back in 1974. It was turned into a feature film in 1976. It's a great time of year to check out anything by Stephen King. In addition to horror films, there have been a slew of animated films released this year that impressed both critics and theater owners. IndieWire just released its Oscar predictions for Best Animated Feature, and Pixar Disney's Inside Out 2 is the odds-on favorite for Best Picture. The film made $1.6 billion worldwide. It is the highest-grossing animation film of all time. Other contenders include DreamWorks' The Wild Robot and Sideshow's Flow. Great recommendations for this weekend if you're done with the scares. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have you
ever... Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and storms around. Lows close to 50. Sunshine returns for Friday and Saturday, highs upper 50s. Sunshine and highs in the low 60s Sunday. Even warmer to start the work week next week, highs jump into the 70s. Currently 57 degrees.
Today's WAUK Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Go to waukradio.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WAUK Big Deals.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring 6 elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and 2 iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Pat Kreitlo.
On Friday, Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Kia Vakil, Dan Schumacher, and heading into the final 10 days of election campaigning.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlo. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right. One of my favorite times of the week is Thursday, our Popcorn Pick of the Week, because I just, well, that's what we do. We talk about popcorn. We talk about movies. We talk about TV. And what goes better with movies or TV than popcorn? And what goes better with a Popcorn Pick of the Week than WGBW's own Nikki Zurjev, who joins us in the studio to help us make our pick. It's so fun to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
How is it going here for you so far? You've been working, okay.
Yeah.
A month, maybe?
Yeah, over a month. Is that the... I've passed the 30-day test.
And you're still here.
I know.
You haven't run away, and that's outstanding. Well, this is fun.
I love it.
So I just want to say, you have gone above and beyond. We've got, if you're watching on the stream, we've got, Nikki brought in her laundry. No, she brought in, look at these. I've never even seen this before. This is candy Snickers popcorn.
So, you know how you're not supposed to go grocery shopping when you're hungry?
You're
also not supposed to just, well, let's go pick up popcorn.
Yeah.
For the segment with Pete.
She went overboard. If you can see the screen back here with the screensaver, there's two things of popcorn.
And,
did you leave those pieces of popcorn out on purpose just to
I
make
did
it look
for
more
decorative.
Lived? I love it.
Yeah,
that's so great.
Like they were overflowing jugs of popcorn.
I love it. And then we've got popcorn here. It's just, there's snacks everywhere. And we've got,
then maybe we can, you know, should we just stick with traditional movie theater butter? Should we,
you know,
dabble into some candy popcorn?
Twinkies, Conrad, that's like hot dog water. Look at that.
Hot dog gravy. We call it hot dog gravy.
What's that?
Oh,
that's
I don't know.
That's a great snack, a movie snack. What is that?
Mexican street
corn
popcorn?
Look at that, though.
That looks good.
Peppers on that.
And as we were just discussing, hot food, but I don't think that's hot. I don't think that's spicy.
But look at that. That looks outstanding.
It does.
Yeah. All right, so we got... And then this, I don't eat after 4 o'clock typically, but this would be gone by now.
Yeah, Snickers popcorn, you gotta try that.
Did this come out of your own pocket?
It was only from the Dollar Tree, though. So it looks impressive.
That's still about $30 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're gonna get.
I know. That's why I gotta, come back to work tomorrow and sell something.
If this were The Office, you'd be like Michael Scott, and they would take away your corporate credit card.
Oh
right
my
now.
Gosh!
So
Sage would remotely destroy my credit card.
Chips
then I got
Deluxe
into the
mini.
Snack department.
Yeah,
because sometimes you don't always know if you want popcorn. What if you want something?
I think all
salty?
Of these are great. Look at this
kettle corn.
That looks like it. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but that looks like Dollar Tree or dollar store packaging.
100%.
Brims.
I've never heard Brim, of that. Right.
It's like
the color of this popcorn.
It just screams dollar store.
It might actually glow, make you glow, iridescent.
Nothing says recall like that packaging.
It's fine. We're all preserved from
it
the
doesn't
inside
matter.
Out.
There's so many preservatives. We'll be fine. Okay, so what is your favorite movie snack or TV? Let's do movie first. What do you like to... Let's say you go to the theater.
It
you're at Bay Park
depends,
Square.
Right?
Yeah. What are you ordering at Bay Park Square when you go to a movie?
Well, yes, popcorn is fine. But then to have to... do I share? Do I get the big bucket for myself? Does that look a little much? I don't know. I get self-conscious about that stuff. So then maybe I'd rather just have like the pretzels or something like that where I can have it myself.
You know what I like? One time I went to our theater in Marinette and I don't like nacho hot cheese. I find it really gross and processed, but with a pretzel but with a pretzel with salt on it, you dip that in there.
Nothing
maybe the
better.
Best meal I've ever had.
100%.
So I go into the theater and I said, I'll have a pretzel. With the cheese. And I go, oh, this cheese, can you warm this up? The guy goes, oh, you want it heated? I go, no, I want cold nacho cheese. And the pretzel had no salt on it.
Oh,
so I'm dipping bread in cold
it.
Nacho
nope.
cheese. It's like ruin the snack.
Well, and you'd never sit down at home, right?
No.
And grab a slice of bread out and dip it in some
bread. I mean, do we have any cold processed cheese I could dip
there
this Wonder
cheese
Bread?
Around that I can just nuke for a few seconds?
Exactly. So that... That I like, but I don't usually do the popcorn, but they also have in Marinette, you can bring your own bucket in. You buy the bucket.
Yes, 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 yes.
And I find that so demeaning.
But they don't give it to you in the bucket. They don't actually refill the bucket. Do you know that? They
just bring buckets in.
Well, right.
Oh.
You have purchased the bucket, and then you bring the bucket, and when they see that you have the bucket, they just give you like a Ziploc, a giant.
Oh, and you get to pour it in?
Or, yes, correct.
Oh, because it's not sanitary?
Exactly.
Yep. Well, nothing they do is sanitary. They're touching the popcorn. That's like those restaurants where you have to go make your own steak. And I'm like, I got suckered into that like 30 years ago. My brother, I flew into Milwaukee, and he's like, come on, this is a great place. And I'm standing there going, why am I at a restaurant making my own food?
Right,
like,
we should be in a backyard.
Doesn't make any sense, yes. Yeah.
That upsets my husband as well.
It's only 30 bucks.
But yeah, so everything processed just for you.
But I'll do processed, but I just, this one is my favorite. This sweet corn, it's Hers. Now, I've heard of that brand.
I think there might be some artificial colors and or flavors in the cheese balls.
Those look like the cheese balls you get right out of the ground. I don't know. You think those are...
out of the ground?
Conrad, you've been to that cheese ball farm outside of a...
You don't like cheese balls, right?
I'll eat cheese balls.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'll eat anything. If I'm weak and, you know, hungry, all bets are off.
And then you're at the Dollar Tree and then you...
It's bad. But okay, so I'm with you. I'll get popcorn in a movie. What about you're just at home watching TV. You're about to sit down with, let's say you got 3 or 4 episodes of your favorite show lined up.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna make or eat?
Mm-hmm. Big fan. Yeah, chips. I'm just a chips, salty, crunchy. Sometimes it can be just a plain, thin Lay's. Sometimes you want something a little beefier, maybe sturdy, get the ruffle. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Don't laugh because you know it's true.
I know what you mean. It just was
because
a funny...
Because you can't, for instance, like a dip, you can't take a regular Lay's into a chip dip.
Correct.
Shattered.
That'll break right off.
Shattered.
Yeah. And you got to call the paramedics. And it's
like, well, then you have to like scoop. Right. Then the chip breaks up. Right.
And then it becomes chip and dip casserole.
Fine. I've done that too. Don't worry about it.
Right. No, I
you
get
just
it.
Smash them and anyway.
I like the chip too, though. I think, did we do this question one night? If you could eat any food and not put on a pound, what would it be? I thought we did that.
We did do that, yeah.
Okay, and I said chips because I can't. Once I start eating chips, all bets are off. And it's
but then does something like a Chex Mix, does that fall into a chips category?
Oh, Chex Mix is so good.
It is good, but it's probably not any healthier. Well, maybe it is a little healthier
than
chips.
Listen, body by carbs, I'm not, you know, we're not going
Dad
for
that. Yeah, no, here's my wife used this term, and that's why I think I laughed when you said beefy chip. She said, well, let's just have sandwiches for dinner. This is years ago. So let's just have sandwiches for dinner and then, you know, pick up like a fun chip.
A fun chip.
So my kids, like we always tease her. Like
a fun chip.
What's a fun chip, though?
It's like, well, sure.
Hey. Fun flavor.
That's what she meant, fun flavor, but it was like.
They got some weird flavors out there now.
I know. There's some
it's
of them,
a
though,
bit out of control.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Chip industry's hard at work. All right. So do you have a least favorite TV talk show host?
I sure do. Yes.
Lay it on us.
Oh, man. This is going to upset the apple cart.
But first, a snack.
But first, let me chew on an Airhead. Airhead bites.
Those are nice. If you're watching on the stream.
I'm not chewing.
What are you doing?
I'm not right now. I just.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. This is a very laid back.
Very. Sure.
I hope I haven't.
So I love what she does in theory, but I am a child of the 80s and 90s, and I am done with Oprah.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do tell.
It's
because you didn't get
much.
A car?
I didn't get a car. Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Did you just get tired of her?
Yeah. I'm exhausted by her.
She hasn't
I find
been around.
Her exhausting.
Okay. So, like, she hasn't been around in a while. Like, could
and
you?
And I am just fine with that. And I feel terrible. I know that she has gobs of money, and I know she does a lot of good things with parts of her gobs of money.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Lean into
She's
that.
She's a good person, but you just don't need to watch her anymore.
I don't. I'm good.
That's fair.
I'm good.
Okay.
I feel really bad saying that.
Why?
I don't
Are you
know.
Friends?
Not at all.
Okay.
She has no idea who I am, never will.
Well, not with that attitude.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. I mean, I think Oprah, it's hard for me to root against, like you just said, she does some good things.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of like,
so
I
that's
can't,
why...
yeah. And she never went trashy.
Right.
I didn't like every, I had one time my mom and some of my cousins and aunts went to Oprah and they were in the studio audience. And my cousin Annie got on, they had a shot of her. And it was like a real like sensitive subject. And Annie was just like, and we go, that's the Oprah moment. You were the Oprah moment of the
that
show.
Face.
Okay, but that's fine. That's you know, what about nighttime? Do you have a nighttime?
I don't stay up that late.
No?
No.
Do you got to get going now? Or are you?
I mean, it's already past my bedtime. And then I'm going to co-host with Mino in the morning. So,
oh, you are?
Oh, it's going to be a quick turnaround.
Oh, that is a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Yep. The mayor's going to get some beauty sleep.
The
taking the day off
at a
tomorrow.
Basketball game tonight.
Yes, because it's the UWGB men's basketball exhibition against St. Norbert.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, no kidding. And Doug Gottlieb was here the other day.
Yes.
And apparently
he's the new head coach.
Gottlieb offered Jim tickets. I had already booked Jim for this segment.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I get a call early the next day. Pete, it's Jim Schmidt. I'm really sorry. Doug was on the show this morning. I took the tickets and I totally forgot I had committed to you. And here's what Jim said. He's such a nice guy. He goes, if you don't want me to go to the game,
after
he told me he had first row seats, he goes, I won't go. I'm like, yeah, Jim, I'm going to be that guy.
That is so funny. And so, I know it bothered him then. And then funny that I am sitting in here for him tonight and then
you
doing
have,
the same thing
him,
tomorrow.
You're going to be sitting in this chair tomorrow.
I know. I will have to sit in. You're right.
And Jim and I, this is probably too much information. I've learned after sitting in this chair for over 10 months now where Jim sits, we must have the same shape butt because the chair is perfect.
Every time.
Right. Hmm. And I don't know what that means.
Maybe it's that memory foam.
Right. It could be like when the car, when you get in, oh, Pete's here, and I know they know how to put the seat right. Move the cushion a little bit this way. He likes that.
Oh, that's what that sound is when you sit down. Right.
Nikki Zirjev is here, ladies and gentlemen. She's helping us make our popcorn pick of the week. Sheila Rosenberg is checking in on the stream, and she says, if you hear a tap on your window, it's just me looking for a snack.
Right, Sheila? There are a lot of snacks.
Yeah, I don't...
Sheila must be downtown tonight.
So you just spilled the beans. I was going to say, we really don't have enough to share, Sheila. Let me just hide these.
No, because my cohort, Jesse, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jesse from the marketing department,
He's a snack
guy. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And Todd and Amanda will all just crush these snacks tomorrow, too.
I think you're, this is very good strategy. The new girl,
right.
Bringing snacks.
No big deal.
How are you not? What are you going to give out on Halloween this year?
So I live in one of those neighborhoods that we give out full-size candy bars.
That's
it is.
Take a second mortgage.
Cha-ching,
in your house.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
And not, you know, and it's not 12 kids coming to my neighborhood. We have the hood that people drop off and then pick up. And we're at the end of the cul-de-sac. It's phenomenal. It really is. At some point, I do get a little like, all right, oh, you forgot to say thank you. You forgot, you know.
Right.
I start yelling.
If the mood catches
correct.
You.
Correct. Ooh. And then my husband is kind enough to remind me that I'm responsible if our house gets egged.
Oh, do they do that?
They don't, but I think, again, pop culture has us convinced that that's what children do.
You know, when I was a kid in Chicago, we lived in the northwest side of the city, and our house got egged on Devil's Night, they called it. Oh. I think it started in Detroit. But my dad gets in the car, and I go with him looking for the kids that egged our house. And I'm in the passenger seat going, God, I hope we don't find them. Like, what's my dad?
Cuckoo!
He's an attorney. Like, what are you going to take on a gang, Dad? Let's let this one go. it's stucco. Don't worry about it, you know?
Oh, God. Right? So,
all right, we're going to make our popcorn pick of the week when we come back. Nikki's going to give us her pick. We are going to talk more about, oh, my gosh, snacks. And then this is good, too, because I've got to go do the whites. So this is a win-win tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Nikki Zirjev is here. We're coming right back on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Don't blame me. You want a cash out.
We're back with Snacks O'Plenty, the 414, Wendy Williams, ever since she empathized with a murderer and felt horrible for how bad jail time was for her, it turned me way off of her. Also, she's just a horrible person.
Oh, P.S.
Kind of buried the lead there. Yeah. Oh, and she's terrible
unwell.
All the way
I
around.
I think she's unwell now.
I think she is too, yeah. Carrie from Tosa says, Conan O'Brien's show made me too anxious. Yes, that's what I was trying to say. Like, Conan's like kind of jumpy and
yes.
Uncomfortable, but it works for him.
Yeah.
I think. But yeah, that's funny. Jameson from Pennsylvania says, I've always wanted to hate Crocs. Then I tried a pair on the Chewbacca ones with the removable soft inside.
Oh, there's removable ones?
I guess so. Now they're my trash and walking the dog shoes, too. Mm-hmm. Speaking on court shows, it's not the same as you said, but shout out to the original Night Court. True? Okay.
Oh, I love Judge Harry.
I do too. Yeah. He passed away, didn't he? I think he did.
Mm-hmm.
Tom from New Berlin says, please, Pete, if you find it, I think Jay squashed it. Share if found. You having any luck with that, K-Man?
No.
Tom, if we find it, I promise we'll play it. We're probably more likely to find it by tomorrow. Conrad just learned how to use Google a few minutes ago.
I don't
just
even know what I'm doing
about
back
the internet
here. I don't know what I'm doing.
The entire thing is blowing his mind over there.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard, what does this button do? No, I'm kidding. From the 740, usually a sweets first, popcorn second kind of guy, the old switcheroo.
Uh-huh.
But that Snickers popcorn sounds banging.
So I broke open,
I love it.
Adjacent to the Snickers popcorn, I broke open the Fruity Pebbles cereal pop.
Yeah, I love that.
Spoiler alert, it tastes like Fruity Pebbles.
Which, let's be honest, aren't that great? They're okay.
Well, they get soggy too fast.
Yeah.
You have to be very minimal with your milk.
I agree.
I have thoughts and feelings on
all
cereal
these
to milk ratios. I've got one of those bowls.
Okay.
You know, you can control the amount of milk that goes in. And
I
actually do it the reverse way. Like, I think most people pour milk in the big containers or the side of it.
No.
That's
How do you mean, like, you control, like, if you want more milk?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's a divided bowl. It's just a bowl with divider in it. Some of them actually have like a little, like almost like a little milk slide.
Wow. The cereal scientists are always improving.
You can find a lot on that World Wide Web. I tell you what.
That's what they tell me. The 740 continues and says, how about those kettle chips that destroy your mouth?
I know, but...
Is that a good thing, or does he mean that in a good way?
Well, I think it's, again, pleasure or through cavities. Pain. Oh. What about, like, salt and vinegar, too? Yeah. Those chips are so good, but the tang, all of a sudden, when you feel, like, the inside of your mouth blistering with, like, canker sores, you've gone too far.
Put the chips down.
Step away.
Hey, Chubbs, you've had enough.
We gotta grease the doorway when you go...
Put the chips down.
Anyway, big fan of the snacks.
I think we're at our point before we run out of time, because Nikki's so much fun. We got to do this. Conrad, are we ready? It is time for the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Compliments of Nikki Zurjev. Conrad, if you would, please.
It's going to be a little bit of an untraditional.
Okay, that's okay. There's no wrong answer.
Out of left field. This is right field, though. Out of left field. My Popcorn Pick of the Week. Let me see what year. 1996, this movie came out.
Give us another hint.
Star-studded cast, including... No.
Okay.
But charming movie. This is going to fly under the radar.
Okay.
Great soundtrack. Includes actors like Timothy Hutton, Matt Dillon, Michael Rapaport.
Crash.
No. Natalie Portman, Uma Thurman, Matt Dillon, Rosie O'Donnell.
You said Matt Dillon twice.
Fine. Lauren Holly.
Lauren Holly?
Mira Sorvino.
Mighty Aphrodite?
Nope. Would you like me to give you the synopsis?
Yes.
Please hold.
All right, Nikki is giving us her popcorn of the week. This is the pick that has taken the longest, but it's the most fun to try to guess.
1996.
Lots of cast of thousands.
Thousands. Copious amounts. Great soundtrack as well. Beautiful Girls.
Oh, yes.
Look at that cringe face.
I should have got that.
Cringe on his face.
No, there's no cringe. I need to give that a rewatch.
Portman.
Yeah.
Very young, very adorable.
I got to give that a rewatch. I forgot about that movie, and I remember really liking it. That's a great pick.
It's under the radar.
It's under the radar. Ladies and gentlemen, check out Beautiful Girls, Compliments of Nikki Zurjev. That's a great pick. And
Might not even be able to find it on streams, honestly. If I have...
I find that hard to believe. With that cast and...
I know.
It's not that
old,
you know?
That's what's crazy. It's shocking.
Yeah. But I might check that out tonight. That's great. That's a great pick. Thank you.
I don't know. Thanks for having me. I'm taking my...
So, can we have this wrapped?
Right.
A doggy bag.
The go box. Can we get this in a go laundry basket?
Did you ever have that? Like my dad, when we'd leave a restaurant. By the time the waiter said, do you want a box, and brought back the boxes, he would have cleaned everyone's plate. His nickname was No Doggy Bag Schwabba, because he goes, can you pass that over here? There's nothing. So we take home empty boxes and heat them up.
No
the next
doggy
day.
Bag Schwabba.
NBS. All right. Nikki Zurjev, thanks so much. I love that you came in tonight, too.
Oh, absolutely. All the way from, I can't just mail it in.
From the burbs. No, you couldn't have emailed these snacks in. All right. We've got snacks. We got to clean up. We'll do that while Civic Media's award-winning news is playing. And when we come back from the hit show on the Food Network, Outrageous Pumpkins, local girl and local artist Carly I joins us. This is Peach Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel joins me. Plus, Jess and I will question, do voters prefer Harris's agenda, but they don't realize it? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.